Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Outcomes. We all know that we need to tout these in content marketing and in sales conversations. But do we know the outcome we choose is the best one? Sure, it's easy to pick out good outcomes. They're obvious. But what about the great ones? The best ones? My take? We don't drill down enough to make sure the outcomes we promote will make folks think, whoa, I need a whole lot of that. Here are two things I look for when choosing the best outcomes to highlight. First up, high stakes. Do people really care about this? Does getting this outcome really matter? Now, I'm going to go on a mini rant here. Many of us think our outcomes are more important than the marketplace does. Why? Because we love our solutions. We create outcomes based on what we offer. The reality? The outcomes we tout are important in the long view, but might be less urgent here and now. And that right there is the tipping point. Let's ask ourselves, what are the high-stakes situations that we can impact? And are those situations rare or do they happen all the time? And if it is the latter, they happen all the time, let's think up another outcome to lead with as a gateway and then go for the long view. Second, high nuance. Think about it. If this outcome was easy to get, why would folks need your help? It's the situations that require finesse, that one-size-fits-all solutions that folks look to for help on. My internal benchmark, if something is cheap and easy to do, then they don't need my help to do it. These buyers are on their own. So look for outcomes that have a roller coaster journey attached. You see, the difference between a good outcome and a great outcome is the difference between the, oh, hey, that's interesting, someday this will be good, and the, oh my God, we need to put this on the fast track response. So let's be strategic here. Hope that helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.